Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Tonight's forecast, cloudy, a low of 43. The Mount Pleasant Village Board remains at six members, trustees failing twice to appoint someone to fill the seat vacated when Dave DeGroot was elected village president. DeGroot again asked the board to consider the nomination of John Keyes, who currently sits on the Village Plan Commission. Attorney Alan Merkowitz said he hopes the trustees would agree on an appointment because of the weighty issues coming before the board.
My experience that highly qualified and highly motivated people typically come from areas of great activity, which could be banking or medicine or law or accounting or architecture. These people are all involved in the everyday world, and inevitably they have acquaintances or friends or business interests that can be at odds with the particular matter. That's why we have a recusal mechanism in this state.
Trustee Ken Odwaska said he couldn't support Keyes because he doesn't know how he would vote on issues before the village. DeGroot saying it's not necessary for the board to know how Keyes stands. After Keyes' nomination was defeated on a 3-3 tie, the nomination of Dale Steger, an unsuccessful candidate in the last election, also failed on a 3-3 vote. Several proposed changes in the city of Kenosha's sex offender residency ordinance are being driven by decisions in recent court cases. A court recently ruled in a case brought against the village of Pleasant Prairie that there lacked a clear rationale for the provisions in the ordinance and essentially banished sex offenders from the village. Assistant City Attorney Bill Richards told Kenosha's Public Safety and Welfare Committee that one of the proposed changes reduces the distance offenders can live from areas where children congregate. Alderman Jan Makowski said barring unified standards from the state, the proposed changes are the best that could be drafted.
When somebody's served their time and they've done their time, you know, there's a certain difficulty in how to deal with that, you know, because they've served their time, because double jeopardy can't come into play here. But at the same time, we want to keep our residents, our citizens, particularly our children, as safe as possible.
The proposed changes also include a lengthy section on the rationale behind the ordinance and prohibit certain offenders from being placed in the city unless they lived in Kenosha at the time of their offense. The committee unanimously recommended the changes be approved by the full council. A due process hearing to determine if the Riverside Inn would be allowed to keep its liquor license has been postponed. The quasi-judicial hearing in front of Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee was scheduled to begin tomorrow evening. However, a scheduling conflict led to the hearing being postponed. A new date has not been set. The owner of the motel has previously admitted selling alcohol in the lobby while the bar was under renovations, a possible violation of his Class B license. The city of Racine hired a new assessor after a search that lasted almost 9 months, and one reason for that was the salary, which is lower than most other communities in the state, something the Finance and Personnel Committee is recommending the Common Council change going forward. HR Officer Tim Tompkins tried to explain the value of the position currently held by Bill Bowers is nowhere close to what the salary should be. Tompkins said the assessor's salary is $12,000 to $13,000 under the starting point elsewhere, and the job classification still reflects past city practices on residency.
At this time, that person is now gone, and we have an incumbent in there who is doing the job, but the job and the wages are unfortunately substantially lower than the market. We're asking that we move those wages back to a department head level so that we can continue to provide the duties of the assessor.
The finance panel was told that raising the assessor's salary by perhaps $15,000 to be more competitive does not guarantee other city positions would also have to be increased with the outcome of a pending salary study. The recommendation goes to the Common Council for a final decision. The Plan Commission for the Village of Summers has deferred action on rezoning and land use issues for a proposed mosque at Highway A east of 100th Avenue, a land already owned by the Islamic Society of Southeast Wisconsin. It would be a three-story facility, including classroom space and residential quarters, serving up to 30 families. Attorney Tim Garrity explained it would be similar to a mosque at Highway H and 60th Street, but some village residents had questions the commission wants answered before they make any decision. The search is underway for the man who robbed the Northside Superette on Sheridan Road near Carthage College in Summers last night. The robbery was reported about 10 p.m. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department has posted pictures of a suspect on their Facebook page. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.